Good morning. As Kate mentioned, this is Classical IPR. We're in Studio A with cellist Nasim Alatrash, a visiting artist, and Crispin Campbell, instructor of cello and chamber music at Interlochen Arts Academy. Nasim Alatrash is performing tonight in the Bonnesteel Library on the Interlochen campus. Thank you so much for coming by the station.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Nasim, you aim to share Arabic culture with audiences around the world with your music. Now, many folks don't know the cello as a traditional Arabic music instrument. Haven't heard of that before. How does that fit in, and why are you aiming for this?
Growing up in Palestine, it was just natural for me to play both Arabic music, Arabic classical music, and which was the music I was listening to, the music, the folk music of my country, and I was hearing and studying classical music whenever I was going to the music school, and these both styles just naturally became part of my musical identity as a cellist since the beginning of my studies, after finishing college and finishing my studies, it just became natural whenever I'm composing, whenever I'm improvising. This became part of my musical identity, part of my sound. And I wanted to make the cello a solo instrument in Arabic music and show a cello as an improvising instrument that's capable of bringing out, expressing all kinds of different types of music. And that's why I want to share this with the world, want to share this with throughout my music.
I would really love to hear about what you're going to play. Can you describe the first piece that you and Crispin Campbell are going to play?
Yes, definitely. This is a composition of mine called Ar-Rahil, which in Arabic means leaving. I wrote this for my very recent project that's called Bright Colors on a Dark Canvas. And this project I created because I felt like I wanted to do something to help out in whatever is happening now with the Syrian conflict and with the Palestinian conflict. I wanted to do something, and so I created a multimedia project where there is sketches of art that is reflecting stories of refugees, and I wrote music that is almost like the soundtrack to this multimedia that's telling that story. So this piece is the piece that talks about leaving. It has a picture of the image of a musician leaving, taking their instrument case and using it as a floating device into the Mediterranean, and walking with heavy footsteps on the shore, trying to leave into a safe haven. And you will hear that throughout the music with this with a bass line that is reflecting that heavy footsteps and tired footsteps.
Listen to the imagery Nasim is talking about. Live in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
The piece titled Leaving, inspired by the plight of refugees in Syria and around the world in the resettling. And that was Nassim Alatrash, visiting artist, a cellist, along with cello instructor and chamber music instructor at Interlochen Arts Academy, Crispin Campbell. How did the two of you meet? And Crispin, how did you decide to bring Nassim up to work with your students?
Well, I met Nassim last summer in Vermont at a workshop that my good friend and Nassim's instructors at Berklee College of Music, Eugene Friesen, hosts a series of improvisation workshops at the beautiful Stone Spirit Farm in rural Vermont, a spectacular, beautiful, pastoral retreat center. So Nassim came direct from Beirut, where he had just played a big concert, and we had a number of students, and I was blown away by his improvisational ability and his knowledge of Arabic music, which I knew nothing about at the time. But I think our mission here at Interlochen is to expand the world for our students, and I am absolutely positive there has never been any Arabic music performed on this campus. So it was a great opportunity. Last night, Nassim played in Dearborn, Michigan with the National Arab Orchestra, which was a fantastic 3-hour-long concert with 1,000 people attending. So I drove down, and we drove up last night, got in at 2:30 in the morning, and here we are. And he'll do some workshops with my students this afternoon, and we're going to play this informal concert in the Bonnesteel Library at 8 o'clock tonight.
That's 8 o'clock tonight, the Bonnesteel Library. It is open to the public. Now, Chris, you mentioned improvisation, and I should mention for our listening audience that the two of you were playing from a chart of sorts. I don't know that it's a full score, so improvisation does fit into all of this. Can you describe just how much is on the paper and how the improvisation fits in?
Definitely. So traditionally, in Arabic music, does have improvisation as part of the music. Usually, improvisation happens before a song to prepare people's mood for whatever scale, or we call them maqams, which are musical modes. Improvisation also happens within musical pieces. My music is a mix of classical music, jazz, and Arabic music, all these styles that I've been studying for the past 14 years. And today when we played this piece, we opened up the ending of the song for improvisation, and I was improvising while Crispin was playing a bass line. And this improvisation was completely free based on the scale that the song has, or the song is built on. Other pieces have improvisation. Today we'll be improvising also in a more of a jazz context, with harmony and chords, that both me and Crispin will be improvising on, just like in a jazz setting where you play the tune and then you improvise on top of the harmony of this of the specific tune.
Crispin mentioned that this is also a trip for you to help broaden the world for the Interlaken Arts Academy students, but there are connections all through this. Crispin is sitting down to play and improvise with you and hasn't had a ton of experience in Arabic traditional music, and the two of you are making that connection. I'm wondering how much of a challenge it is, either with your global audiences or with other traditional Arabic music artists. How does the cello fit in? You're bringing the cello to Arabic music, and you're bringing Arabic music to the world.
Yeah, I mean, the challenge fits. The challenge is mainly with first how to get people open to the idea that cello is an instrument that is totally capable of improvisation in different styles, and to train the students also that improvisation is just a natural part of being a musician. It's not being able to improvise is almost like not being able to have a casual conversation, and that you have to prepare your conversations with people. And I feel like being able to improvise is crucial for every musician. We spend many years playing and learning the instrument to get to a point where it becomes just almost as natural to, or maybe sometimes easier to express your emotions and feelings and thoughts playing than talking. For me, it's always the challenge has been how do I really take to the level where really prove that the cello is capable of being a solo instrument, expressing all these things, I will continue doing that in the future.
I'll jump in and say, improvising, to not improvise is like being mute, and it's a crippling thing for young musicians to not improvise. So we're trying to bring this return to improvisation as part of traditional training, which it was 100 years ago, but it's been trained out of many musicians. Mm-hmm. And so there's a movement afoot to return this to the musical world.
And I realize that may happen when students leave here and go to conservatory or college, but you're bringing it to them at a younger age, sooner, and
that's
giving
right.
them more facility.
And the other thing is the cello is, the bottom line is, it's a vocal instrument. And so this can sing, and if you tap into a vocal approach to playing the instrument, you can play anything on the cello. So.
Yeah.
Now, you've brought some students with you today. They're our studio audience. And you, Crispin, teach an improvisation class. Are you going to be improvising with the students this afternoon as you teach?
Yes, we're having Nassim's giving a workshop for a couple of hours, 3:30 this afternoon. Anybody who's interested can watch. All my students will be under the gun, and we'll have a great time.
And where's that?
It's going to be in the Fine Arts Building.
Fine Arts Building
on
the Interlochen Arts Academy campus. The Fine Arts Building is right near the entrance. This is Classical IPR. We're in Studio A with Nassim Al-Atrash, a visiting artist, a cellist traveling the world, bringing Arabic culture to the world and spreading this communicative art with musicians he collaborates with and the audiences they play for. Now, I understand the two of you have another work to play for us today, and I find it interesting that although you're improvising, these pieces have titles, and there is a structure to it.
Yes, definitely. These pieces have a structure. For example, the second song we're going to play is called Kole Sangam, and it's a Persian song. We played this in Vermont this summer. We both love this song. We really enjoy playing it, and so we decided to play it today. And it's really interesting that, you know, here's a Palestinian and an American playing a Persian song on radio, and really it shows how much we enjoy being out of our comfort zone. That's what creates those special moments musically. Is that when you're challenged and you have to listen the most when you're playing with someone and you're not sure what's going to happen in the next moment, because it's spontaneous and improvised within a structure, but you hear something that triggers an idea and that creates those special moments that the audience can connect to and feel it. So we will be playing the song, and we both will be improvising on it. It's a very beautiful melody, and this just it sings really well on the cello.
We're all anxious to hear this Persian song performed by Nassim Al-Atrash and Crispin Campbell in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Thank you. That was a Persian song performed by cellist Crispin Campbell and cellist Nassim Al-Atrash. Gentlemen, thank you so much. It was tremendously expressive and beautiful. And our listeners can hear more of the cello as you've never heard it before in concert tonight at the Bonesteel Library on the Interlaken campus. Nassim Al-Atrash travels the world, breaking down preconceived notions about what the cello is and what it can do, and spreading knowledge about Arabic culture and Arabic traditional music. Thanks so much for sharing
this
with our community tonight in concert and on the radio this morning.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Interlaken is so beautiful. The nature is also really beautiful. I'm so excited to work with the students tonight and to perform as well.
Crispin Campbell, thank you for bringing Nassim Al-Atrash to Interlaken Public Radio.
It's a great pleasure. Thanks so much, Nancy.
Thank you for tuning in to In Studio A with Nassim Al-Atrash and Crispin Campbell. Today's session has been engineered by Brock Mormon. I'm Nancy Dineen, and this is Classical IPR.